This is PGI. Please stand by. We are about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Pacific Edge Limited Full Year Financial Results Conference Call. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks, I would now like to turn the conference over to your moderator today, Mr. David Darling. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and welcome to everyone. On the call with me today is Kate Rankin, our CFO. I will talk you through the financial results and the key events for the 2016 financial year, then an overview for our focus for 2017. We'll have time for questions at the end. 2016 was another year of positive progress and growth for Pacific Edge, and we are continuing to gain market traction with our bladder cancer diagnostic products, particularly in the United States, which is our primary market. Highlights for the year include an uplift in commercial revenue, which includes product sales and license fees, a number of milestone achievements in the United States, including expansion of our U.S. sales team, signing of a Federal Supply Schedule agreement, which provides us with access to the Veterans Administration, and the positive progress of the Kaiser Permanente user program. We've also seen good commercial progress in our other markets with a new commercial partnership in Australia, the start of our first user program in Singapore, and inclusion in the Canterbury District Health Board's Health Pathways for Hematuria. Last but not least, we successfully launched our third product, Cxbladder Monitor, in New Zealand, and we'll be rolling this out into our other markets over 2016. Slide three outlines our consistent growth strategy. Our commercial journey is still in its infancy, and we are continuing to invest into our company. We have identified a significant opportunity in the detection and management of bladder cancer and are focused on building a one-stop shop of Cxbladder tests. We now have three products in the market, with our first product, Cxbladder Detect, launched in the United States in mid-2013, and our second product, Cxbladder Triage, rolled out into the U.S. and other markets last year. Our latest product is Cxbladder Monitor, which will be launched into the United States during 2016. The U.S. remains our primary market, with thousands of urologists and millions of potential test opportunities. We're still in the early stages of executing our U.S. strategy, and we're pleased to tick off a number of milestone achievements in the last year. We're lucky to have very experienced management staff and personnel leading our company, particularly in the United States, with Jackie Walker ably leading the team over there, supported by a subsidiary board of directors, which has extensive in-market experience. We've made pleasing commercial progress this year and remain focused on the future opportunities available to us. Now let's move to slide four and have a look at our financial progress in FY 2016. As you'll see, operating revenue, which includes product sales and license fees, increased by 162% to 4.98 million. This is up from an initial base 2 years ago of 150,000 dollars. The increase is primarily from growing product sales, particularly in North America, and also includes license fees from Tolmar Australia, following establishment of our new partnership with them in February this year, although this is a small amount of money. As expected, our test throughput, which includes product sales and user programs, also increased and was up 114% year-on-year. Total revenue, which includes grants and other income, increased to 7.19 million for the year. FY 2016 was the third year of funding for our 4.5 million dollar grant from the Callaghan Innovation Institute. A snapshot of our results can be seen on slide five. Our continued investment into people, intellectual property, market expansion, and product development form the majority of the 15.45 million loss for the year, which was in line with our expectations. Key investment areas include recruitment of the expanded U.S. sales team, launch of Cxbladder Triage into the U.S. and other markets, and commercialization of Cxbladder Monitor. Continuing to build our commercial presence in New Zealand and Australia, as well as testing the market in Singapore, and continuing to apply for, manage, and receive patents for our intellectual property. Moving on to slide six. Pacific Edge is debt-free and had cash on hand at the year-end of $24.16 million, from which we will continue to fund our growth strategy. We will continue to invest into expanding our commercial presence in the United States, the launch of new Cxbladder products, and progression of the business and commercialization of the opportunity in Southeast Asia. I'd now like to look in a bit more detail at our key initiatives in FY 2016. Slide seven looks at our focus on the U.S. healthcare market. An important initiative for us was expanding our U.S. sales team to 18 people to take advantage of the opportunity in the U.S. market. These specialized sales executives are in high demand and come to us with existing relationships and networks across the medical community. They are now fully mobilized and are focusing on building relationships with existing new customers, which includes targeted large VA healthcare clinics. The results of our investment are now starting to be seen in both the uptake of the user programs and test sales in the U.S. On to slide eight. We have identified several very large organizations in the United States which could potentially become our largest customers and transform our company. One of these is the Veterans Administration, which is the United States' largest integrated healthcare system. In February this year, we signed a federal supply schedule agreement, which allows us to market our Cxbladder technology to the VA and is something that we have been working towards for some time. This is a long-winded process. It's a federal-run process. We're also working to finalize the process with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This will allow us to claim reimbursement for our Cxbladder tests for the elderly people who use Cxbladder and are covered under Medicare. Slide nine looks at our user programs. These are a key part of our activity to build awareness and foster adoption of our products. We have found that once urologists have the opportunity to trial Cxbladder with their patients, they can see its positive benefits as a quick, cost-effective, non-invasive, and highly accurate cancer detection test. It can take a number of months between the start of a user program and commercial sales. The length of time depends a lot on the size of the user program. We initiated a number of user programs in all our markets in the last year, particularly in the United States. We're also expecting to complete the large-scale program with Kaiser Permanente in Southern California this year. Initial recruitment of patients for the trial was slower than expected. However, it has now been completed following the introduction of an electronic recruiting platform. Along with the VA and the CMS, Kaiser Permanente could become one of our largest customers. Moving on to slide 10 and the progress we are making in markets outside the United States. Last year, we talked about the opportunity in Southeast Asia from patients requiring testing and management of bladder cancer, and also from the growing number of medical tourists who come to the region for wellness and medical checkups. We have now started our first user program with a leading Singapore hospital and are in discussions with several other leading hospitals to allow them to evaluate Cxbladder in their own clinical settings. We're also in the process of establishing a commercial base in Singapore, which will allow us to build our presence in this area and provide a hub for further investigation into Southeast Asia. We were pleased to reestablish our presence in Australia earlier this year with a new commercial partnership with Tolmar Australia to market and sell our products. Tolmar is a uro-oncology company which provides medicine and support for men with advanced prostate cancer. They have well-defined relationships in the uro cancer community, and in line with our usual process, they will be encouraging urologists to trial our Cxbladder products through user programs, and they're working to convert these into commercial customers. With a dedicated sales team of eight people calling on urologists daily, we will have a greater reach into the Australian market. New Zealand is a smaller commercial opportunity for us, but one that is very important, and it serves as a good trial for similar executions in other markets, both locally and globally. One of the major highlights of the FY 2016 was the signing of an agreement with the Canterbury District Health Board to provide Cxbladder technology for the evaluation of patients who present with hematuria, which is blood in the urine, a symptom of bladder cancer. This is the first time a health organization has entered into a process to replace cytology, the incumbent urine test, with Cxbladder, and is a great endorsement for other healthcare organizations and markets to follow suit. If we now move to slide 11, our aim is to create a one-stop shop of Cxbladder products, and we are now the only company in the world to offer multiple molecular tests for the detection and management of bladder cancer. In fact, multiple market molecular tests for the detection and management of any cancer under one roof. Each of our tests is developed to meet specific clinical and patient needs. Slide 12 shows the progress we have made with the rollout of our products. Cxbladder Detect was launched into the United States in mid-2013. Cxbladder Triage was launched into New Zealand in late 2014 and has been rolled out into the US and other markets over the last year. A number of leading urologists are currently trialing Cxbladder Triage in their clinical settings, and its performance was published in a peer-reviewed science paper in the prestigious international medical journal BMC Urology in April 2015. We have received clear approval process for Cxbladder Triage in our Dunedin laboratory and are working through the process to achieve clear approval for our US laboratory. We expect this shortly. One of the major highlights for our company in the 2016 financial year was the launch of our third Cxbladder product, Cxbladder Monitor. This was launched into New Zealand in late 2015 and will be introduced into the US and other markets in 2016. The positive results from a clinical study of Cxbladder Monitor were recently presented by Dr. Yair Lotan in a keynote address at the American Urology Association Conference in the United States in May. The official US launch is being timed to coincide with the peer-reviewed science publication of the study in mid-2016. So we now have three products of our Cxbladder suite, all of which serve different clinical needs. We have one further product currently in the pipeline, Cxbladder Predict, which we expect to launch in New Zealand later this year. Moving to slide 13. We have invested years of research and millions of dollars into the development of our technologies, and protecting our IP is a priority for us. In the 2016 financial year, we continued to apply for and receive patents for our technology in markets across the world. Finally, a key objective for us in 2016 was engaging with the people who matter, our patients, their families, and caregivers. On slide 14, you can see our involvement with bladdercancer.me. This is an online patient community that provides support, tools, and information for patients, their families, and caregivers, all in one place. The site was developed in collaboration with a group of New Zealand and Australian companies, including Pacific Edge, and its launch was timed to coincide with Bladder Cancer Awareness Month in the US in May this year. So you can see it has been a busy 12 months with a number of significant achievements. If we now look at slide 15, moving forward, you can expect to see more of the same as we continue to focus on growth and gaining traction in the US and our other targeted markets. Our strategy is to deliver high growth over the medium term by creating more products and building scale in an increasing number of markets. Slide 16 outlines the main initiatives we have planned for FY17. The US remains our primary focus for growth and will be our main area of investment again. We'll also be working closely with Tolmar Australia to build awareness and increase sales in Australia. Southeast Asia is an exciting opportunity, and we are currently establishing a base in Singapore, which will allow us to support current activity and investigate other opportunities in the region. In New Zealand, we will continue to work closely with the healthcare providers and urologists to encourage uptake of Cxbladder. We will continue to build our one-stop shop of Cxbladder products with the launch of our third product, Cxbladder Monitor, in the US over the next few months, and a fourth product, Cxbladder Predict, brought to market in New Zealand initially over the next year. Our US sales team will continue targeting large urology practices and integrated healthcare providers, as well as large VA healthcare providers. This activity, along with that in other markets, will drive further uplifts in product sales and laboratory throughput in FY17. We expect to complete the Kaiser Permanente user program this year, and our focus will be on transitioning this into a commercial relationship. We're working hard to complete the CMS process as soon as possible, but need to follow the regulatory process, and this can take time. Pleasingly, we are well down the track on this process. User programs remain an important part of our strategy, and we continue to encourage clinicians to trial our Cxbladder products in their own clinical settings. The global network of successful user programs provides a strong validation and reference space for new customers. As can be seen on slide 17, we have the experience, the expertise, and the knowledge to successfully execute our strategy. The company is led by an experienced and very able executive team, supported by a strong board of directors and advisory boards. Our knowledge base continues to grow, and we are confident we have the right strategy in place to achieve commercial success. The opportunity for our Cxbladder technology is significant, and we anticipate another year of growing returns as we work towards our goal of providing a one-stop shop of high-performance Cxbladder products for urologists. Thank you for listening to us today. Kate Rankin and I are both here to answer your question, any questions you may have, and I'll now pass you back to the operator to manage any questions. Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. Our first question will come from Chelsea Leadbetter with Forest Bar. Please go ahead.
Thanks, moderator, and morning, Dave and Kate. Just a couple of questions. I mean, firstly, the revenue target that you've had in the market for some time around the 100 mil by FY19, are you still confident that that's an achievable target?
Thanks, Chelsea. Yes, we obviously set that target a long time ago, and our modelling told us that we could achieve that target. We still maintain that's very doable, and really the drivers behind that are those very large customers that we are rapidly adding to our portfolio, such as the VA, the CMS, and Kaiser Permanente. So the volume alone from any one of those customers can be huge, literally huge. And so the rate at which we bring those on board commercially will dictate the process to there.
Okay, thank you. And just on the Tolma relationship, I mean, you're obviously a few months in now. Can you kind of comment on, you know, what you've seen to date versus expectations and what we should expect for FY17?
Thanks, Chelsea. Sure. I met personally with the head of sales the other day in Melbourne and was absolutely delighted. The head of sales has 10 years of relationships with urologists in the Australian market. We've been absolutely delighted with the professionalism and the quality of the sales team. We finished the training program in late April, and they started into the market in early May. So making very good progress and calling on all of the key people. We have our own network in Australia, obviously, with these urologists, and so we get to hear quite quickly how they're progressing. And so far, we've been very just absolutely delighted with the way they tackle the market and the way they address the opportunity. So early days, but looking very good.
Okay, so we should expect to see some revenue through FY17 from Aussie?
Yes, absolutely.
Great, thank you.
Your next question will come from Greg Main with First New Zealand Capital. Please go ahead.
Oh, good morning, David. Just a couple of questions for me. Just wondering, obviously, you've got your expanded US sales team, and you obviously alluded to that they've got good experience and contacts. I'm just sort of wondering if there is a sort of certain speciality around the VA at all within that sales mix?
Thanks, Greg. That's a good question. Yes, there is. We've been very fortunate to have two of our salespeople who have been active military and actively in the military, so they are veterans. They are quite young, but nevertheless veterans. And so having that connection enables them to step into some of those relationships quite quickly. So we're building those processes right now and gaining a really in-depth understanding of how to conclude with those guys. It's hitherto been it's a relatively new, well, it's a very new customer for us, and we're learning quite quickly how to come to grips with those guys. So yeah, we have skills in the sales team who already have relationships. In one or two cases, we have urologists who transition from both a VA relationship and a private practice relationship, and in a couple of those instances, we have already got a relationship with those urologists, so that's very helpful as well.
Right, and I mean, the experience around or initial discussions, like how should we be thinking about it in terms of time frame around, you know, will you have to go and do extensive user trials with some of, say, the more research-based hospitals that, you know, that support the VA, or, you know, initial discussions, how do you kind of envisage how the process may work?
Good question, thanks. You know, we treat these guys just like we would a very large customer. Perhaps each one of them is, you know, not of the scale of the likes of Kaiser Permanente. However, they are large centralized facilities. They are, of course, VA facilities. And so we would expect that these large, and we've targeted five of them as a launch point for the company. And we'd expect these guys to enter into a user program, simply because that's the nature of the beast. And these user programs are very, very important in the adoption of the technology. They all want to have some degree of data of their own to supplement the clinical study data. So the answer to that, in short, is yes. They will be, my expectation is they will be doing user programs.
Right. So if we go through the user program process, and then obviously there's a bit of a decision process after that, you know, realistically, it'll be sort of second half of this financial year where we could start to expect a bit more sort of financial news to come out of the VA?
I would think so, Greg. That would be a fair estimate. Until we actually engage with them fully and get that process really rolling along, we won't know the extent of those user programs. We don't envisage they'll be large. On the plus side of that, you really don't have to do too much in the way of commercial selling, because remember, it's now on the schedule. It's on the VA schedule with an agreed price. So the commercial side of it is already there, and that helps the process. All you really need to do is to ensure that the urologists have a familiarity and an understanding of the capability of the product and where to fit that into their program. So yeah, a shorter cycle around that. But the extent and the length of those user programs, we at this point, we don't know yet.
Okay. And then progress with CMS, can you kind of give us a bit more flavour around how that is, or where that is at the moment, or how much visibility you have over it?
Yeah, thanks. We get very little visibility. It's interactive. It's a long process. It's not prescriptive like the VA. And so we continue just to respond to their process and their requests for information. They rely a lot on the extent and the depth of your penetration into the market as a support process for their business profile. So part of that CMS process requires, you know, collaboration with and representation by people who are using the technology. So, you know, unlike the VA process, which was prescriptive but long-winded, and you never really knew when you had completed one of the sections, you at least knew which section you were on. And that's not the case for the CMS. We have absolutely no control over that. And they can be slow in responding or long in responding. And you just keep going down that process, Greg, and then you wake up one morning and it's done.
Hopefully.
So it's a matter of just going through the motion, Greg, and it's very frustrating for everybody because, you know, we really don't have anything equivalent to that in New Zealand.
Yep. Okay. And then just lastly on the Kaiser program, you said they've got all the patients signed up at the moment. When did the, I guess you'd say that, when was that completed, and have you got any indication of timeline of how long that or when you expect that user program to kind of come to a conclusion?
Process is the actual target number of patients has been recruited. However, the data is still rolling in from those patients, so it will be probably another few weeks before the data is completely assembled. And then there's a whole series of things to do with cleaning data and then analyzing the data before it can be represented back to the Kaiser executives. So that's probably a couple of months worth of work yet in front of us, Greg, before we can represent it back. And it really depends on how interactive and how quick they are. So far, Kaiser are extremely professional, but quite slow. So they're a big animal, big beast. And so outstanding people to work with, extremely professional, but quite slow.
Okay. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Cheers.
We will now take our next question from Blaine Abraham with Harbour Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, David. Are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. Well, Greg actually touched on most of my points, but I was just wondering if you had any vision on the first half and second half cash burn was for next year?
No, not yet. A core part of our business is our expenditures based around people, and that's quite prescribed and it's consistent. So we're not at this point in time adding any significant numbers of new people to our team. So, you know, our burn is as it has been.
Cool. That's it for me.
Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question will come from Andrew Boland with Salt Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, Dave and Kate. Just a couple from me. Just on those user programs into the VA, is it expectation that they would be paid user programs? Secondly, just on the your current level of sales, how much of those are newly converted user programs? How many are repeat sales? And just thirdly, I missed that on the cash burn there. Do you expect your cash burn to increase, moderate, or stay the same?
Largely stay the same for the answer to the last question. In terms of repeat sales, I don't have that information in front of me. We have got a very steadily increasing profile of repeat sales as some drop off, and you have to monitor that and manage that pretty carefully. But usually it's, and that's the role of the salespeople, that you need to be very interactive with the urologists to make sure that they convert effectively from the user program and then go move on to build their commercial program, and that will be represented in repeat sales. And sorry, what was the first one? Your first question was around the user programs into the VA. Are they paid?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm going to say that I don't have an answer to that. I don't actually know whether they're going to be paid. So our team are in there right now getting all those details, and we don't know the extent or the scale of them. My understanding is that they won't be paid. And my understanding is also that they won't be particularly large. So that's a plus upside. But we don't have those numbers yet, Andrew. So we'll soon have those.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Richard Burton with Forest Bar Superlife. Please go ahead.
David, what I was interested in is, do you think that the model you've got in Australia, where you actually go and get someone with an experienced sales team on the ground already, Is that sort of likely to be the model in some of the other markets that you go to, rather than, you know, starting from a standing start and incurring a lot of costs before you sort of get to break even?
Well, it certainly is the way to do it in the United States. We looked very, very closely at those various options, Richard, and there's no two ways about it. There's only one way to do it, and that's the way we're doing it, and that's a dedicated sales team. In Southeast Asia, that's yet to be determined, but my understanding at this point in time is that the dedicated sales team is the way to go as well. Now, we won't know quite how effective Tolmar in Australia will be until we see the proof of the pudding. But our learning to date has been that the most effective people in commercializing the technology is the company itself. So our preference will always be to own those salespeople. So whilst it is it is costly, it is also very effective.
One other, would you look at sort of publishing monthly or quarterly test numbers, et cetera, in the future?
Absolutely, Richard. We're looking at that. We've had several requests for that, and we'll see how we go over the next little while, and hopefully we can get into the mode of quarterly and then get to the point where we're able to publish those on a regular basis. Keen to do that.
Thanks.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question today, please press star 1. As we have no further questions at this time, I would now like to hand the call back to Mr. David Darling for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, guys. It's always good to have this opportunity to talk to you. Our sincere apologies for the late filing of this information this morning. As we chatted to Andrew on the phone this morning, our PricewaterhouseCoopers had signed off the documents and they're all set to file. However, the guy who pushes the button on that was circling an airport for 2 hours in the fog and couldn't provide the release. So after much debate with the CEO and managing partner of PricewaterhouseCoopers, we were able to secure the release of those documents. So once again, our apologies. Thank you very much for listening to us today, and we look forward to catching up with you all soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will now conclude today's Pacific Edge Limited Full Year Financial Results Conference Call. We thank you for your participation, and you may now disconnect.